escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, west, all sorts of places.
Sound like you're out of breath, JP. What the hell is going on?
Dog. Everything was cool. Like, everything was good. My ride was, like, quite pleasant, easy going.
Easy like Sunday morning?
I'm talking, then I get to 395.
Easy.
You know me, B. There's not much that I don't discuss on air.
Well, we know. You discuss everything on air.
Whatever.
Especially when it's somebody else's business.
Well, I'm not going to, because whatever was happening on 395, shout out to DC's Finest. I'll never really understand why you got to block 2.5 lanes of a 3-lane road to deal with a situation, but the situation didn't look great.
Situational?
It looked situational, for sure. Situational awareness, and for me to have some situational awareness this morning, I'm just going to move on. I'm here for the beginning of the show. No problem.
Let's do it.
No problem on the old 395, 695, 895 exchange.
Yeah.
How are you, B?
I'm good, man.
Gil's here. Hello,
yeah.
Gil. Great to have him in town.
Hey, hang out with my boy, man. Been friends with that dude for a long time, Jay.
Woo. How long have you two known each other?
I was 6 when I met Gil.
Damn. And now you're... So, Landfill, by your math, so how long has B-Mitch known Gil then?
61 years.
I am in the building, Landfill, today now. You got to remember, I can walk over there and touch you.
Yeah, I mean...
61 what?
Landfill's just
61
doing the
years.
Minus 10, fool.
I don't think so.
Yeah, fool.
Eons.
Eons.
61 eons.
The Jurassic period. we're off and running. Tomorrow's a game day. Yesterday was the end of training camp. You know, with the Commanders, it's interesting because they're going to have to kind of turn things on. More and more, as we get further and further into this new world of 17 games and 3 preseason games and this big 2-week break, like, we have these discussions about, like, oh, you know, the intensity of practice and all this. Like, roster cuts aren't what they used to be because it's basically a 70-man roster. Like, it everything has changed so significantly. If you go back to before the schedule changes – and before the COVID changes, it was cutthroat as hell.
Very.
Because you had to trim it to 60. I mean, one of the toughest scenes I always thought, you had to trim it down to 60. So then you just have to cut 7 more guys. And the practice squad was only like whatever it was, 5 or 6 fellas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. And you still had a 4th preseason game.
Yeah,
the amount of veterans that ended up playing, and unfortunately, just the math would suggest, getting hurt in 4th preseason games, like, it was astonishing. I remember being on the field for some preseason games and seeing, like, veteran players with real contracts, like, yep, we got to go. And so, I think we still have this mentality of the old roster cuts and such, and you really did have to ramp up because in that era, you were
you played
that 4th preseason game, depending what when you opened the season was exactly a week out, and you're playing for a roster spot.
Yeah, but it
it's
was
just
like,
not like that.
They knew who the guys were by the time the fourth preseason game came. And what happened, you know, you have 53 guys, and they were those 53 guys. And so you got 60 people on that last roster, and it's going to be the guys playing from the end. And you, some of the guys, you know, they were on offense, defense, special teams, on every one of them, and they weren't going to play. The starters didn't, the actual starters didn't get in the game. Guys knew you were going to be going, you know, multiple. You're going to be playing a lot of minutes that all those times. That third preseason game was the one where you'll get the starters going two quarters, go to halftime, come out, and they may get a drive or two in that third quarter. Then you start taking them out. But that fourth game, they didn't get much play because you didn't want to have one of your starters get hurt. You know what I mean? So it was weird, but still, a lot of guys knew exactly what they can go do. I don't know.
It's just it's very
it's a different game. It's a different game.
Going into tomorrow, noon kickoff, third preseason game. It's a very different setup.
Yeah.
And so I did the Trapper Dive podcast last night. The Hogs Haven guys. I don't know if you know those guys, like Dre and Jamal. They're just, I know Jeff knows those guys. I always enjoy going on with them. And we had a lot of the conversation was about B-Rob and kind of how it got here. A lot of the conversation was about Terry and kind of how it got there. But then, you know, a popular topic right now, I mean, Landfill might even have this on the show sheet, right? Like roster cutdowns are coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a surprise cut.
Really won't be none.
Unless you want to have a Luke McCaffrey discussion, which I would be surprised if Luke gets cut. He was he's a top 100 pick from a year ago. DQ yesterday talking with us talked about how much improvement he's seen from Luke. Cliff, Cliff will call you out. Cliff is a no BS officer in the mold of the great Landini. Cliff doesn't talk as frequently as DQ, so he's not going to talk about as many people as DQ. Mm-hmm. But Cliff sounded really encouraged when he did talk about Luke, whenever that was, probably a week ago-ish, whenever Cliff spoke last. So the staff either actually really likes what they're seeing or is at least trying to encourage the young man. Like,
the difference is this. You and me and the multitude of fans that watch it, we're looking for him to be damn near finished product. They have levels of what they're willing to see based off the fact that he had changed that position. And then they draft him because they see that potential. And I was talking to someone yesterday at the practice, and they were like, man, this is a quick one, huh? And I say, but you got to realize if they hit the things that the coaches have set, it's damn good for them. For us, some of us that still have the old mindset, and some of us who are looking for the team to be damn near where we want them to be week one, we go, they need to do a little more. And I think that's the disconnect, where the coaches have a level what they're looking for. We're looking for damn near perfection.
Agreed. I think we also get so, like, football hungry and football starved that we just want to see football, you know what I mean? And because of that, I think there's – I was talking with a young person, not Jeff, a young person, about don't get caught up in the everyday nature of August football and try to remember that, like, there's 17 games coming.
Yeah,
and every rep, every snap, every roster move, like a lot of these will have a very, very little ripple on what is a 17-game regular season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they signed George Fant the other day, and I saw some reaction like, oh, man, they must be worried if Cosme's going to be ready.
No.
One thing has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah, yeah.
not to mention Fant's a tackle.
Yeah.
So it's just like we search for this like higher meaning in everything that's occurring on August 7th and August 11th.
People are always looking for something that's not there. And I think the ultimate thing is just look at it like this. In everything that you do, you prepare and you try to get as close to what the people that prepare for a marathon, they have training schedules and they're getting closer and closer to that 26 miles as they get closer to the race. But once they get to the race, they normally taper it back off a little bit. When you're getting ready to run the 100 meters, you never run the 100 meters as fast as you do on the day that you run and set those records, do you? But you get closer and closer to it. The NFL has come up with a mindset, well, we don't have to get close to it at all. We're going to just get ready to go do the season, and then we're going to play it. And it works, in essence, because sometimes most teams do the exact same thing. And if your team is better than that other team that's doing exactly what you're doing, you both get better in the next 3 to 4 weeks when the season starts. But if you're already better than them, you're still going to be better than them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the team that may be better than you and you try to catch them, you don't seem to catch them. You get what I'm saying? So that's the thing you got to be careful of. And, like, you know, when you get a special quarterback, that changes things a little bit for you.
Changes everything.
But
that's why he's the best category.
When I talk to players individually, I tell everyone I'm the same. And this, and I don't think this is stepping on toes of ownership. This ain't stepping on toes of coaches or front offices. I say the rules are whatever they are. But this damn game is still as hard as it was when I played it. I understand what the rules are. But guess what? Why do we have police officers when you're on the road? Because everybody don't follow the speed limit, right?
Somebody,
so everybody on that damn sure football didn't. Field, that's why they got referee. Everybody's not following the rules. So if you go out there half-stepping and you know you could have worked a little harder and you go around there tiptoeing and somebody hits you in your damn head, you're hurt. But if you go around there full speed and you're prepared for it, you may be able to drop the boom on them before they get the boom on you. So I tell every guy, make sure your body is where your body needs to be. The coaches, they design that stuff for the overall, everybody get to a certain level.
Ramp up.
But when Dan Riley was here, one of the best strength coaches in the history of the NFL, and he was like, you doing more than what I'm asking you to do. I said, what you mean? He said, I could just tell, because when you come in here, you're much more stronger. I said, yeah, I go to Worldgate and I do the routines, the things for me that I like doing. He said, really? He said, well, look, to be safe, come in here. So we would have to lift weights like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I show up at 6, 6:30. And do all of the Olympic lifts that he wouldn't allow people to do. But I had the right technique, I would do them. Because I needed to be at that level. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I tell guys, keep doing it. Because if you fall in the line, I'm just going to go get whatever they give me. You may not get where you need to be. And then the only person you can blame when you are at your house, and you're not on a team, is you.
So it's interesting. Our guy Cody Betts just sent me an interesting tweet saying, if B-Mitch played in today's era of the NFL, would he have a better or worse career?
It'd be way better.
Why?
Because the other people ain't working as hard. And I wouldn't have to worry about practicing like I was practicing, but I could still get the level I was going to get because I'm going to go do it myself. But I didn't get hurt when I played back then in that rough, rough, rough era with all those two-a-days and all the pads. Today, I would have to do is be working out extra because from what I'm seeing, I wouldn't have got what I wanted, but I was going to get it.
Well, I also think, like, you wouldn't.
And I watch defensive backs, and I watch people tackling who refuse to go to the ground. They just think you're going to go to the ground for them. That right there would have opened, it would have had me chomping at the bit. You, if I know you're not going to try to tackle me,
but
hell,
I don't
I'm attacking
think you would have known the difference. Like if you were just playing now, you'd think this is how you play now. You
no,
wouldn't have known.
I would not have.
Right.
In that era I played, it was crazy as hell, and I still was doing that extra stuff then.
Speaking of that era.
Think about that.
Yeah. So I started the The Cowboys have a new documentary on Netflix of Jerry Jones first buying the team. And I you can tell it's pretty Jerry sanitized. Like, it'll be very interesting how they portray everything when it starts to go bad. But if you think about it, Jerry bought the Cowboys in 89, they were terrible. Terrible again in 90. 91, they really start to break through. Then 92, 93, they had that period of dominance for, you know, five, 6 years. One really cool moment last night was, now granted, y'all lost that game, but you were also undefeated, 14-2 regular season. Mm-hmm. You know, occasionally teams lose. They showed this clip of RFK when the Cowboys come to town, and then they showed John Madden talking about the 91 Skins, team you won a Super Bowl with, team that, in hindsight, I believe kind of changed my life and put me on the path I'm currently on, just being obsessed with that team. And in it, they showed it, the 91 team was good, but they needed somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then that offseason, they traded for Charles Haley. Mm-hmm. I remember Charles Haley, the player. Mm-hmm. I had never heard him speak or heard some of the stories of him.
Yeah.
How crazy is that dude?
Charles Haley was my neighbor.
Where?
So in, here. So
he lived here?
Charles Haley is from, Lynchburg, wherever. And Charles lived, so you know my house, where my house is.
Yeah.
So if you go through the woods in my house, but directly behind my house was Charles Haley's house. Then directly across the street from Charles was Gary Clark's house.
He went to JMU?
Those dudes went to school together. Yes.
Damn, I did not know that.
Yes.
He's from Gladys, Virginia.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a Gladys, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Gladys is a small town.
So those listen, bro. So I was told the story.
Can we have a quick Charles Haley discussion, though, beyond his local ties? That dude seems nuts.
He is. I don't know if I ever told this story to you. So I come, when they were building my house, so I come up one day and the guy's like, yo, Mr. Mitchell, man, you got to talk to your neighbor. I'm like, who? I don't know nobody. I hadn't moved in here yet. The guy around the street. I'm like, what guy? So they will leave their backhoes, like there. Charles would come get their backhoe and take it, ride it to his house, do work, and bring it back.
Just borrowing a...
I say, hold on. You telling me to talk to him, I say, that's yours. How about you talk to him, or you just go talk to the authorities about it? Man, you see how big he is? I was like, who cares? But I can't tell him what to do. I come back the next day, he got a backhoe and another piece of the equipment in his house. He didn't care.
The story.
The dude's a fool, man.
The story as it was told in the documentary.
About the shoe?
No, about the car. Desk. So he wanted out of San Fran for whatever reason. He and George Seifert did not get along.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Walsh built the Niners. Bill Walsh eventually retired. George Seifert took over and did a good job. I think Seifert probably has two Super Bowl rings, if I had to guess. At least one. As a head coach, I'm saying. For whatever reason, Haley wanted out. And nobody was listening to him about his desire to leave San Francisco. And the Niners then were absolutely the gold standard of the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Montana, Rice.
Yeah.
Roger Craig, right? John Taylor. To prove his point, apparently, Charles Haley walked into Seifert's office and peed on his desk.
Yeah, but he done the number two in somebody's shoe, too. In San Fran.
Maybe Gilbert Arenas was a big Charles Haley
fan. He was a different dude, bro. Listen, I chipped him in a game.
Dude, what was that like?
I chipped him, and I got him. Like, listen to me, dude. I'll be honest. When I played, I didn't care how big you were. We all on this football field, and I got to come. I told you, I transformed. I chipped him coming off of Jim Lachey, and he kind of, like, crumbled. And maybe 3 weeks later, because, you know, he lived in Dallas at the time. 3 weeks later, I hear. I'm like, who the hell is just knocking on my door like that? Like, what the hell is wrong with you, dude? Man, what the hell you hit me like that?
3 weeks.
He's at my house because he lives in the neighborhood. He's like, man, y'all paying him all that damn money. Why you got to help him? I said, my job was to chip, dude, and you kept coming off the edge. And I told you the first time, next time I'm going to get you. And I said, I got you. He said, if I do that again, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to hit you again. He said, well, I'm going to help him move me to the other side. I said, I'm going to slide over there, too. he told me that day when I realized what I was dealing, he said, "Man, you're crazy. Nobody ever do that to me." I say, "Well, I must be crazy. Because if you come around there again, I'm going to hit your ass one more time, homie." But he called me crazy.
What a great.
You at my house, bamming on my door, and I got this arsenal in here. You don't know what could happen to you, dog.
God, that's a great story. That guy seems
but Charles,
nuts.
But the nicest, coolest dude in the world when he's not in that mindset.
So he talked about how he's Charles, he's Charlie, and then he's Chuck. And you never want to deal with Chuck.
Well, Chuck was the football player.
You talking about Keith.
Hey, man.
Got to be a psycho.
Hey, everybody has to do something to be where they want to go.
Let's talk cuts. Let's talk, is there a surprise cut?
Andrew could tell you some stories.
I am sure.
This is Andrew.
I know Gil. I don't want to meet Andrew. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We responsibly celebrate Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday on this program.
We do.
So technically, Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday doesn't start till 11 a.m.
Huh?
But when Landville starts playing the bangers
it's
like this,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere, though.
Should you decide to start a little early, I ain't mad at you.
I believe it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I just love it.
We got news all over the NFL. Okay. There's been a bunch of trades earlier in the week. How about this one from Schefter? Ready for one, B?
All right, come on, Chef. What
this is real Adam Schefter. The Vikings have inquired about trading for Panthers wide receiver Adam Thielen, per league sources.
Wasn't he there before?
Yes. With wide receiver Jordan Addison serving a 3-game suspension and Jalen Naylor dealing with a hand injury, Thielen could wind up starting opening night for the Vikings if they can complete the trade.
Bruh. Thielen, he still can play, man.
He is, see, this is elite in the red zone.
And here we go. Here we go. How old is Thielen?
I'm pulling it up right now, sir.
Okay.
You want to guess?
I say over 30.
Talk.
And you know why they went and got him? because he's a magician.
Today is his 35th birthday.
Okay. And I don't know how much they're going to pay him, but they're going to look for him because he's a tactician. In the red zone, as you just stated, and he can work you in those slots as well.
You haven't always loved the quarterback play of one Bryce Young. Bryce Young last year got hot in the second half.
He was throwing the ball to Thielen.
Yo, I picked up Thielen in both fantasy leagues. Won a title. Shout out to Adam Thielen. Two seasons ago in Carolina, where you had bad Bryce Young and then probably a side piece of Andy Dalton.
Huh?
Thielen went over 1,000 yards on that offense.
Okay. But see, the thing of it is this, and this is what I kind of despise when I hear people talk about the older player. Oh, he's not in his prime anymore. Okay, if you're in your prime and you're doing 1,500 yards, 1,300 yards, and then all of a sudden now you're over 31 and you're doing 1,200 yards, but still making the same amount of touchdowns or closer, and you're always open and you're effective and you're moving the chain, did you really, really lose a lot? Or did you just get smarter with it? You may not be the guy that ran past everybody anymore, but you still know how to maneuver and get open. We praise Zach Ertz every day. Why? Because Zach Ertz knows how to do stuff.
He's slippery.
Jeff mentioned him yesterday, Von Miller. Von Miller knows how to play the game of football. When I hit over 30, wasn't as fast as I was when I was at 20, but I seemed to still be able to make better yardage because I knew how to hit the hole and how to set people up. The smarts that you gain as you get older sometimes does not completely let you fall off the face of the earth when you lose a little athleticism. Because there are a lot of young people who are super
Wagner
young.
Wagner said it.
A lot of young, super athletic people can't do what the 31, 32-year-old can do.
Wagner said it earlier. He's like, I might not be as quick, but I know where to be in two steps while younger players are running around in seven steps.
I watch, what was the guy, Cole Holcomb we had here? Everybody talking about how fast he was. You know what he did? Run himself out of position. Ran past the play, and sometimes had to come running full speed. He was late at the play. Why? Because early on, he didn't realize they were setting him up. He took the two steps the wrong direction. And then they had to run around that block that they were blocking him with instead of just, oh, I see it, pum, go. If your mental is not there, nobody care how fast you are.
Yeah, man, it's a complicated league. One thing that's kind of fun is just the amount of trades happening all the time.
Huh.
It's just an interesting time with all these, like, back-of-the-roster trades. Like, I don't know what the compensation looks like for Adam Thielen, but it'll be interesting to watch, yep. Certainly.
But the whole thing of it is this. They are trying to go get him because they know he has an effectiveness in the red zone that can help out who? Their young quarterback.
It's interesting with all the trades that are happening that B-Rob still hasn't been traded.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make you wonder kind of what that market looks like because the trade market is a buzzing.
But we hear that there are people interested, but can they be asking for a certain level that people feel, okay, no. You're going to let him go, so I'm not going there.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Sometimes we look at the non-trade and we instantly look at the player. No. It could be what the team that's trying to trade the player that they don't want anymore, what they're trying to get for him. That could be the problem.
It's interesting, too, because when you get to this time, everybody wants to talk about, like, oh, is there a surprise cut coming? And I think the surprise is the Robinson situation, right? And what I keep going back to is it was 2 weeks ago today, B, we watched that practice in New England. Or I guess maybe yesterday, 2 weeks ago yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
B-Rob looked great.
Yeah.
He was running with the ones. Like, everything looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people want to think there has to be like a nefarious reason. If there is one, I don't know it.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the case.
I I don't know what people make do stuff at certain times, but I hear a lot of people saying, oh, man, yeah, you know, you can see it coming. No, I don't think anybody did that great to just automatically make this move happen. Maybe it's just something that they were thinking about doing, and they say, well, what if these guys start to show us something, and we'll move from him. But it doesn't – I don't know what it could be. But if it is, we'll eventually find out whatever goes down. It always comes out.
And so I got asked this question last night, and it was interesting. I hadn't thought about it. What, if anything, Brian, does it say that for the second straight training camp, the second year in a row, consecutive Augusts, the organization is set to, now the B-Rob thing could be a trade or a release, but they are set to have a departure from somebody at the opening of training camp was presumed to be have a real contributing role to the offense.
Don't have a clue.
It's interesting. I think the situations are different.
The different situation, and it's not necessarily interesting. It's just, for me, it's when the situation occurs, how it happens. They know people of his ilk may have more attention and more, you know, desire at that moment right now, because people are going to be letting people go. They're going to start trying to build a team. And then they say, oh, I didn't know he'll be available. Then they think people will jump on it. You know, I don't see. And then again, by letting him practice and you start seeing little stuff, and what we were saying, he was looking good. What does that do? It also builds up the clout.
I think the Dotson situation was different because they got back a real asset in getting a third. Like the B-Rob compensation's not going to be
even
similar.
Even in the offseason, we saw that coming. Even in the offseason, you already knew that, they don't see it in him. Even in New England about B-Rob, they were still promoting and talking about good. Not with Dotson. Dotson, I knew this before the mini camp, before training camp came. And I've heard a lot of people talking about it. And then you start watching his body language. And you knew something was happening. Because he started to see it too.
I think they're not the same situations, but I do think it shows a commitment. Like when DQ talks about constantly pushing to get better, and Peters is in the same vein. Like, I think Chris Rodriguez has had a really good camp, and I think they believe in what Rodriguez can bring. I think Rodriguez has improved his speed. He talked about it the other day. He's like, man, last year, because they're measuring everything all the time. They wear those what look like little sports bras. Like, everything's being measured all the time. And C-Rod said something. I might have to try to find this audio. He said, you know, last season I maybe hit 20 miles an hour three or four times, and I've already done it significantly more so far in training camp. Like, he focused on his conditioning, on getting better. And I think that, as much as we talk about Bill all the time, was Bill in non-contact again yesterday?
He had on a black jersey.
I don't think he just randomly picked a black jersey. No. That's the non-contact jersey.
Yeah.
So like
I'm watching them all yesterday. Hell, all of them was in non-contact. To be honest with you,
there wasn't a lot of contact.
They weren't hitting nobody. But like the thing about
But
the thing with what you're saying about C-Rod, that can be looked at in multiple ways. Okay, and I'm a bit of devil's advocate. I hit 22 miles per hour, 21 miles per hour, whatever it was, one time or two times. And now this year I hit it more. Were you loafing them times? Were you not running as hard as you could? Or are you just finishing plays? Are you getting the top speed?
It's a fair question.
You know, and that's, I mean, there are a lot of ways that stuff can go.
There's a lot of ways our guest at 11 a.m. could go. Brad Jackson, Lord, Super Bowl champion with the Baltimore Ravens, will join us. Nobody go anywhere.
Get the dumb button ready.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shout out to Jeff.
Shout out to Gil. Gil been here for sitting down for 40
Hour.
Minutes now.
Yeah.
He already figured Jeff out.
The good part is that Jeff does all his own work on his own car. And in turn, he has to keep doing the work
on
his
car.
Own car. I don't even want to get into Jeff's car. I'm rooting for you. There's a wacky thing going on here.
What's that?
This dude, Brandon, at JDanielsMVP, is a good Twitter follow. Mm-hmm. Like,
I've seen some of his stuff.
Yeah, dude. I feel like we use some of his stuff in the text thread. I feel like there's stuff he has pointed out that we then played the audio on the show. So I don't know if this is a joke, but he tweeted out 20 minutes ago, half hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sources, Commanders cornerback Mike Sammerstill is expected to make the final 53-man roster. Huge news as the second-year rising star will be back after a productive rookie campaign.
That has to be a joke. That has to be a joke. Who thought Mike Sammerstill wasn't making the team?
I think he's just joking around.
It has to be a
because
joke.
We're in, like, roster tweet.
Because the guy
season.
The guy was a starter yesterday. I mean, last year.
Right.
And he's been unbelievable this year. And I think he's one of the guys when Dan talked about the leaders. That dude got off the plane in D.C. and was a leader instantly. Didn't have to wait for it. Nobody had to tell him. He knows his game. He knows what he's about. So I just see that's a joke. That was a joke.
I think it's a joke. But that got the jokesters out there replying and tagging me in this stuff. Like my man Luke McCaffrey Enjoyer says, Luke McCaffrey also expected to make the roster and sign a $100 million extension.
If that happens, I'm coming back out of retirement. I will be trying to I just take 10.
Then I get my man of course, Chris Russell randomly dragging me into more random stuff on the internet. This is from Bama Proof Beast of Uptown, D.C.
Bama Proof Beast of Jay. Now, if you got to say, that's too long.
Where would even qualify as Uptown, D.C.?
That's too long.
Cleveland Park? That's where the Uptown
that's
Theater
too
used
long.
To be.
Isn't it?
He's Bama Proof. Should we just call him Bama Proof?
Yeah.
Me or that'd she, be I suppose. Or they. Whatever you prefer. This dude replied to me, and Russell tagged me in it. He didn't. The dude didn't call me out. Russell then did.
Wait. Russell's over there. He said, okay, I got you, Jay.
Just listen. So, Bama Proof tweets at Russell. At WrestleMania, Luke McCaffrey is trash. He is a bust. They wasted the third round pick of 2024. Monumental Sports, fat boys. You're a bunch of hypocrites. Statistically, Luke is the worst on any 53-man roster. A far worse liability than maintaining Brian Robinson. One, I kind of hope he meant Monumental Sports frat boys, because Monumental Sports fat boys is kind of offensive.
Who the frat boys?
I assume me and Mitch.
It could be half right. I'm just joking.
I mean, he better not be talking about Alan May or he's going to kick your ass. I don't know.
But
you don't think.
So why did he send that to Rooster?
Locker will put Bama Proof in a locker.
Why did he send that to Rooster?
I don't know.
So did he mistake Rooster for Mitch?
No.
I'm just asking.
Rooster then quote tweeted this and said, ah, hypocrites. And wow, is Mitch Tischler and J.P. Finley catching shrapnel here too? So Rooster brought this to our attention.
So Rooster brought it to your attention.
Yeah.
Also, all right, I got you.
Also, Roost, it'd be wow, are Mitch and J.P. catching shrapnel here? Not is Mitch and J.P. catching shrapnel here? the McCaffrey conversation... I think it's weird because, like, I think people are mad the production has not arrived, period.
Yeah.
The team isn't saying that.
The team isn't saying it, but people, just like certain guys come into camp and you instantly see things. You see big plays. You see, like, flash things. Like, when Mikey got here last year, when Jaden got here last year, you saw it automatically. Now you see Trey and Jalen and Connolly. They all come in, and you see stuff. That's what they want to see, especially when you're a third rounder on up. Fourth rounder on up, they want to see that.
Bill showed up. Seventh round.
Bill, and so
what does DA say? I love DA's line. Show me why I drafted you.
There you go.
And we haven't had that moment from Luke.
Yeah, and I think that is what people look at. See, the technical side of it that the coaches look at and the front offices look at, hell, even me, a former player, I understand what they're looking at. I can see why they say stuff. I can also see why fans are where they're at. Because they're like, the fans don't know the technical stuff. They don't care. They're like, I don't see it. Well, I hear you talking. I do not see the production.
The other thing, this is no longer the case. And, I mean, to credit the boot, it might be LSU receivers that broke the mold. You remember, I remember not that long ago, there was this notion that third year is when receivers break out.
Nah.
That used to be a thing.
Well.
Now they come in, bang, go.
Before Chase and all of them, was my man, one hand grab New York.
Odell
Beckham.
That's kind of
right
what
up.
I was thinking of.
I think, you know, listen, man, what I've always said is when you give people time, like, oh, you don't have to show me, I expect it in the third year, and they normally give it to you in the third year. But people who live off that mindset of you know you show. It comes as soon as I step on the ground. It happens. People don't always wait years. And I listen, what I've learned over my time in the NFL, it doesn't make a difference what round you're in. I got drafted with guys in 12 rounds. And there were some 12 rounders who showed up the first day, and you're like, damn, why was he drafted in the 12th round? Why wasn't he drafted earlier? You know what I'm saying? So, well, Matt Burke, I think, my name came Matt last name. He was he was a Mr. Irrelevant in a 12-round pick and made the squad. Why? He came off showing stuff immediately.
Fellow by the name of Monty Coleman played 17 years in
round,
the NFL.
Was it around 12, 15?
11.
11 round?
Monty Coleman could play, baby.
Yeah, because they showed something. And I think that is the thing. Coaches have a right, and they're looking for certain things. Fans look for, show me now. I want to see it.
Brad Jackson was a third-round pick by the Miami Dolphins. No, that's a different Brad Jackson. No, that's him. I didn't realize he was drafted by the Dolphins, and then he played for the Ravens. Brad Jackson, Ravens Super Bowl winner, joins us next to preview tomorrow's preseason finale.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.